Ocasio-Cortez gives illegal immigrants advice on evading law enforcement. See how this woman crazy? New York Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez used her Twitter account Saturday to give illegal immigrants advice about evading a potential immigration and customs enforcement roundup. Warning, Trump admin is expected to begin ICE raids across the country tomorrow, targeting people for roundup. Ocasio-Cortez wrote in a post that linked to a tweet by Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, RACES, a Texas immigration legal services provider that listed several major cities where ICE raids were expected to start. Now is the time for us to come together. She is nuttier than squirrel shit, and she's utterly stupid. Okay, you want Americans also to hide illegal immigrants. You don't care, you don't know where they came from, but you want Americans to hide them. They could be from gangs from another country. And this is why MS-13 has such a stronghold in certain cities, because of lax immigration policies. A follow-up tweet linked a post from United We Dream that included infographic full of serve advice for illegals, including do not open doors. This woman is just stupid. Just utterly dumb. But how about this? How about she opens her doors? Open her home to illegal immigrants. Don't care where they come from. Don't care if they got a disease. Don't care. You know, you don't know what their criminal background is, or even if they have a criminal record. Their families, their kids, you know. Let them stay at your house, AOC. United We Dream is a Soros, oh boy, Soros-funded immigrant advocacy group, whose current executive director, Grisa Martinez Rosas, said in 2017, the white supremacist politicians have one goal, to push all people of color in jails and into detention camps, off the voters' rolls, and out of our country. No, you just want votes, okay? And you're siding with the biggest scumbag, and dare I say, the biggest coon among his Jewish people, which is George Soros, the guy who was collecting Jewish possessions from his own people as the Nazis rounded them up to go to concentration camps during World War II. Okay? So, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a piece of shit to me. Please share this info widely and make sure your neighbors have it. AOC wrote, if your home can be safe space or a haven for others, let your neighbors and community know, even if it's just to relax in stress of this time. It's not to relax. Nah, that these people, when they get a home, they stay there and they multiply. Alexandria Cortez is crazy. While Trump promised earlier this week to begin mass deportations proceedings against illegals currently residing in the United States, and even doubled down Saturday morning, he later agreed to delay the actions in an effort to find a solution with Congress. Several on Twitter noticed AOC's blatant attempts to help people evade federal authorities. You're aiding and abetting criminal illegal aliens who judges have signed deportation orders. Why are you telling people to run from the law? Thank you. She is an idiot. This woman is so stupid. Here's a tweet from Tony Bruno. What about American citizens wanted for crimes? Should they have sanctuary from police going to their homes with warrants? Asking for those with brains. Derek Schwartz. So, AOC got away with calling holding facilities concentration camps, then decided to double down by publicly encouraging the aiding and abetting of illegals to avoid laws she swore to protect. Yeah, this woman is a fucking retard. Just being honest, that's what she is. She is an idiot and she is a retard. You cannot, even if you're a Democrat, you cannot in good conscience side with this woman. This woman is a damn fool. This woman basically wants people to get in trouble with the law and wants to have casualties in families. There was a story a couple of years ago about a man who took in illegal immigrants from another country. Okay? And one of those men that he took in came from another country, and he was diagnosed from that country that he left mentally ill. He killed his family. Okay? He killed that man's family. This man that was a good Samaritan and took him in. Okay? This is what happens when you put feelings over reason, logic, and the law. All right? So all you bleeding heart liberals, try to learn from that example. Also the fact that many have been killed by immigrants, including killed at the hands of MS-13, a street gang from Ecuador. Okay? Once they get a foothold, they start killing people. This is what, our laws are meant to protect. This is why we have immigration policies. This is why we make sure people are documented, they're vaccinated, excuse me, we make sure that with the laws in this country, that these people are safe and sane to be here. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to be this bleeding heart liberal, have this big heart, then let open her home to these immigrants. All these immigrants should come to her home to live. And any other Democrat who feels the same way. Since there's concentration camps here, the Democrats politicians should open their doors. Let them stay at their house for a couple of days till this is all over. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.